Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
What is your favorite part of a road trip? 515-244-1033. Tis the season. It's going to be in the 80s this weekend.
I'm going to be driving back. Unfortunately, a month ago, my mother-in-law lost her cousin, a 90-year-old woman who lived a long life in Burlington, Iowa. And we're helping clean out the house this weekend and do all those kinds of things. But one thing I get to do, Heather, and I'm not much of a road trip guy. I've never been much of a road trip guy. And I think this qualifies. I don't know. But I get to drive back her Mustang convertible on Saturday, and that top is going to be down.
You're going to need some sunscreen.
Yeah.
As a convertible owner, anyone that gets in the car that's not used to driving in a convertible.
Shirtless, going to take that bad boy off.
I always have some sunscreen spray for my passengers, and I do not want to deal with you on Monday.
Top of my head just red.
With a convertible. Well, it's not just the top of your head. It'll be like
the V
of
the neck.
Half of your neck. It'll be like one of your forearms.
Because Burlington's about 3 hours away.
The reason why it's uncomfortable is because it's in ridiculous spots.
Yeah, it's straight up ahead. It's not because normally if you get burned at the beach, it's your chest, you know, or whatever, and you're laying there. And
it's why I go all Audrey Hepburn a lot of the time when I'm in the convertible. I have head scarves. I have hats. I have very large sunglasses.
I love it.
I have little light sweaters so that I don't burn or tan.
Should I get a swim shirt? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm half Italian, so I tan, but I'm also half Norwegian, so I burn.
God. Here we go. So does that count as a road trip? Maybe a little, me.
We should define road trip. I think a road trip means these two things have to happen. One, you have to pack things more than just your wallet and yourself.
Okay.
So you have to take a second to think about what you might want to bring. And sometimes
you have to stay there for a long time.
No, I think you at least have to refill the entire tank at least once.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like you need to at least refill the tank once.
Okay.
And you have to have some extra items. Now, you don't have to stay overnight. No.
We're going to go we're driving the van out there and we're taking a bunch of stuff back. You know, that's going to go to my mother-in-law's house.
But if you don't need a change of clothes or at least a change of shoes.
Okay.
Or some snacks.
Snacks for sure. Yep.
And I'm not talking about the person that always has snacks in their purse or in their pocket.
Uh-huh.
I know a guy who is affectionately called Pocket Sandwich because he's always got like some sort of protein in his pocket.
His nickname is Pocket Sandwich?
He works out all the time.
Okay.
So he's always got to have... Like, he'll order two breakfast sandwiches and he'll put one in his pocket for, like, later.
Give me two McMuffins. Gotta have this for later after my workout. Ugh. Is that him?
That's him.
Okay.
He doesn't talk like that.
Is his name Chris? Does he live here?
No.
Is it that guy?
It's not our Chris.
Is it our Chris, the big dude?
Okay. Shout out to Chris, by the way.
Why is that?
Have you...
This conversation's going a lot of ways.
Chris is an artist. He's been drawing.
Him.
It's incredible.
He does one-line drawings where the pen never leaves the page. Anyway.
He's not just a tough, strong workout guy.
Musclehead.
He's an artist.
So back to our question. There's a survey out of the top five things that people enjoy about road trips. What's your favorite thing about a road trip? 515-244-1033. Would you like the top five here?
Let's hold on the top five because I'm so enamored with Forrest right now.
Forrest?
Forrest on the Facebook page.
Okay.
You know when you ask a question and you're like, what's your favorite part of life? And people are like, Heather and Wicket.
Right,
like,
yeah,
oh,
everybody,
thank you.
Yeah, right.
Forrest
is
in this morning with the music, of course.
Do you make the road trip mixtape? I know we don't make mixtapes anymore. Kids ask your parents what a mixtape was, or when you burned a CD for the road trip,
or
do you do now it's a playlist?
Are
or
you listening to Laser?
Stream Laser wherever you go and listen.
Clinton says he uses the CDs stored in the visor.
Nice.
Like, you know, I do have an old CD sleeve that I pull out every once in a while.
I do not. I don't have one of those.
What?
My drive from here to my house is 12 minutes.
Is
the
your
only
car
place...
so new you don't have a CD player in it anymore? Because that's...
I think
That's a flex.
I think the minivan has a CD player. I think it's behind the infotainment thing. I think the screen folds down. But
of course it does.
But we are either listening to Laser in the van mm-hmm. or my kids are watching something on Disney Plus so I can shut them up. All right. I love them. But they're loud in the car. And they don't love Metallica yet. My daughter loves Nine Inch Nails for some reason, which is really interesting when we play Closer. And she's my daughter, my youngest, says, this is my favorite song. And she keeps saying it.
We have so much in common, Miller and I. Before we reveal the most popular answers, let's see what you got. 515-244-1033. What's your favorite part of a road trip?
515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
Kelly.
Where are you calling from today, Kelly?
Albia.
All right.
Kelly, what's your favorite part of a road trip?
Ooh, the snack.
What are your preferred road trip snacks? Because I feel like we all go in different directions. Wicket, what's yours?
Beef jerky.
He's a beef jerky guy. I like a sugary candy that's not going to be sticky like a Swedish fish.
Okay.
What about you, Kelly?
Sometimes I go between sweet and salty, so I'll go for like the Reese's and then follow it up with like a nice salty chip.
You can do both. Oh, yeah. You can bring both to the table.
Oh, yeah.
Beverages, Heather, Bang energy drink, I assume.
Yeah. I definitely go for it. It's the most caffeine for the amount of liquid. You got to control the liquid.
Because you pee a lot.
Although I do enjoy the pre-road trip through the coffee place to get like the perfect coffee to start out the road trip.
Okay. All right. I'm usually get me the 20-ounce Red Bull. And then a water.
Kelly, what's your drink of choice?
Pretty boring. I'm just like water. Or maybe if I bring my own hot tea to begin with, if it's a morning trip.
Okay. A little hot tea. That's when you know Kelly's getting crazy. When the homemade hot tea and the thermos and the Yeti get out there. Is it in a Stanley cup or is it in a regular coffee like thermos thing?
It's like in a $4 general cup, but it's lasted forever, so I'm pretty proud of it.
Watch out for 50 Shades of Earl Grey.
Look out. Kelly, you're amazing. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
515-244-1033. What's your favorite part of a road trip? Top five responses include...
Number five is a tie between trying local food and just getting there. Like when you pull into your parking spot. Number four, you just really like driving. I hate driving, so I would not enjoy that unless I'm in Mustang convertible this Saturday. Number three, getting a break from your routine. Number two, listening to the music on the radio.
Yes, that is very popular answer from our Hellraisers this
morning.
And
number one is nature. Seeing new landscapes and scenery. Stuff you haven't seen.
See, I don't see scenery if I'm driving.
No?
If I'm the passenger, you can
watch
the trees. And
that's very true.
Up on Facebook at Laser1033. We'll get into some of these. Some of these are off script. Some of these are not on the list.
That's okay.
I am here for that.
That's all right.
Because my answer is not on the list of the most popular reasons why people like a road trip too. So I'm with you, Hellraisers, off the map.
What's the best part of a road trip? 515-244-1033. Do I want to know what yours is? Well, you can tell me later.
Oh, I think you could guess. For friends on Facebook, you know what we're talking about this morning. What is your favorite part of a road trip?
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Lance in Des Moines, what's the best part of a road trip?
Being alone.
Oh, you're road tripping solo.
Oh, my.
Like on the bike. It's wind therapy in a car, truck, semi. It don't matter.
Do you crank Laser really loud on your bike?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because there are sometimes people roll up and their music is so dang loud. But as long as it's good music, I don't really mind it.
I haven't got my bike out yet this year. I'm doing a little revamping.
All right, Lance, get out there. Have fun. Let us know when it happens. All right. Thanks for calling.
You know what's funny, Wicket? The fact that Lance's answer is basically the opposite of my answer. Lance likes to do a road trip because he gets to be alone. And my favorite part of a road trip is not being alone.
What do you mean?
I think you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
Why do you think I like being a passenger princess, Wicket?
Oh my God. That's your favorite
of a road trip.
The assist on a road trip? That's your favorite thing? People are like, scenery, new foods. The open the wind in your hair. The Lance doesn't have any hair. And you're like,
getting in the car and having a mobile hotel room. 100%. That's why earlier I was like, you know what my answer is.
You know,
passenger princess, you know, I don't like to be the driver.
In this survey, that didn't make the top five. That didn't make the top six. I'm guessing that doesn't make the top 50.
Well,
but I don't. Maybe it makes the top 50.
It is making the top answers on our Facebook page. Brock said spending time with my wife.
That's not what he means.
Obviously,
not what he means.
Robert said the company right there with me.
Not what he means at all.
100%.
Not a roadie. They're not having the same conversation as you, all right? I promise you. Okay?
It's harder to to cuddle on an airplane than it is. What's your favorite part of a road trip? 515-244-1033.
515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
Levi.
Levi, what's the best part of a road trip?
Finding new places that you've never been to before.
Do you find them before you leave, or do you find them on the way and just say, I'm going to turn here?
It depends on the trip, because if we make a trip where it's just on a whim and we don't really have any plans, hit it up as we go. But I know 2 or 3 years ago, I took a trip down to Missouri. That was all planned, because what my trip was supposed to be was 5 hours down, and it turned into 10 hours down.
Lots of people agree with you on Facebook. Charlotte, Virginia, Austin, stopping to look around.
I've got buddies up in Wisconsin. Now, they did this, started it about 10 years ago, but they do it every year. They take the state of Wisconsin, they're all Wisconsinites, and they drink a lot, and then they blindfold one of them and throw a dart. And wherever the dart lands, they get in a Winnebago and they drive to that place and they spend the weekend in some small town in Wisconsin.
Speaking of drinking a lot, Richard on Facebook said, everywhere I go, I like to try a beer from a local brewery.
Okay, all right. That's
I actually perfect. Came up with an idea for the wife, and I got to bring it up yet, but they call it 666, if you guys ever heard of it.
The devil? Yes, of
yeah,
course.
I've heard
we're
of
very
that.
Familiar.
No.
Get him on speed dial.
It's either 6 months, 6 weeks, or every 6 days, take a random trip.
6 days would be tough. Six
I
days
know
would
that
be real
would
tough.
Be.
See, I've heard of the 777 in terms of dating and marriage, in that every 7 days, you do a mini at-home date. Every 7 weeks, you do an overnight. And every 7 months, you go on a vacation with your spouse. Now, that fits in with the road trip thing.
Okay.
Because even the 7 weeks, the overnight could be a road trip, and definitely the 7 months could be a road trip.
Okay.
But I've not heard of the 666 in terms of road tripping.
The 777 I know is to stay up drinking till 7 o'clock in the morning so you can go legally buy Seagram's 7 and 7s at 7 a.m.
But that also could be with the dating
That
thing.
Could be, yes.
Because
that's very true.
If you've been with your person for long enough, you need the Seagram's.
Yes, you do.
To get there.
Colin from Carlisle sent us a text. You can always text us, 515-244-1033. Randomness. His favorite part of the road trip is randomness. Just grabbing a bag and go, grab a map, compass. You have a compass? And the road. Choose your adventure and make memories.
Well, and that's the interesting thing, too. Earlier, Lance called in and said that he likes to be alone. He likes the aloneness.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have randomness if you are road tripping with certain people. Probably my worst road trip ever was with a friend, and she was a planner.
It's the worst.
And
sometimes it can be good, sometimes it can be bad. I shouldn't say that.
She was a planner to the degree that we got to the hotel after driving all day, like 13, 14, 15 hours of a day. And she got in the bed, and the thread count was not high enough for her. We had to pack back up and go to another hotel.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Was her name Karen?
No.
Sounds like it. Thread count Karen.
And it was fine, because she was basically like, hey, this is on me. I'm going to pay for it. And
oh, God.
Like, and she's like,
thread count.
But she's like, I can't sleep on these sheets.
Pack your own sheets, Karen.
And I was like, okay.
What a horrible person. She a good friend of yours?
Was one of my best friends for a long time.
Until the thread count thing?
I was pretty chill. Like, I was kind of the dude in our relationship. Like, you know, whatever she wanted, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go on a random road trip with a person like this.
But did you know what Red Roof Inn you were staying in? Because you're not going to get 3,000 thread count sheets when you go to a Red Roof or a Motel 6. You're going to get toilet paper that's white, but it'll keep you warm enough to sleep at night.
It was a decent hotel.
Okay.
Like, in our... See, and I booked it, so that was on me. But
oh, man.
I was like... Oh. I sent her a photo of it. Yeah. I was like, here's the... And she's like, that's fine. And I'm like, okay. And when we got there, it was not fine. So we went somewhere else.
Where'd you wind up going?
Somewhere nicer.
Some.
I mean, I don't remember the names of the hotels, but...
515-244-1033. What is the best part of a road trip to you? Line open or text 515-244-1033. Or all over social media, at Laser1033 on Facebook, on Twitter. And yes, Heather... On Threads.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
With the weather being well into the 80s this weekend.
Maybe 90 on Sunday.
Don't say it.
90.
Road trip season. What is your favorite part of a road trip? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. I've given mine.
Yours is a little bit adult.
Wicket, what's yours?
Getting there. Honestly, I don't like road trips. I would much prefer. I know.
What?
I don't like being in the car. What? I don't like driving.
Mister, I'm going to go everywhere with Wild Wade and his Winnebago.
No, I don't like, if it's an RV, that's a different thing because you can fraternize in the back and have some drinks and whatever. Like, I'll do that road trip, but I don't like driving. I don't like driving from here to Ames. I don't like driving from here to Chicago. I don't like driving. It's to me...
So you're also a passenger princess.
Well, because I get... All of a sudden, somehow I got old enough to where if I look at my phone while I'm riding shotgun, I get sick.
Mm.
I start to get... My head starts to spin. That didn't used to happen. I went on a swing this weekend with my kids at Peony Park in West Des Moines. You know what happened? My kid pushed me. I started to get dizzy. Like, I'm getting to that point. I never really liked road trips before, so my favorite part is getting there. Whether you're going to a music festival and the sun is rising and you're pulling in so you can beat the crowds and get a good camping spot, that's great. You're there. I can get out of the car and I can unload the thing. I don't like road trips. So my favorite thing is them. My favorite thing is them being over. I'm not trying to like pour water on this topic.
Your whole relationship makes so much more sense now because you have talked about on the air about how Lee gets car sick, so she drives most of the time.
She drives or she sleeps, so it's just me.
And you don't like driving.
No.
So you are a match made in road trip heaven.
Yes, I don't like driving at all, and I can't sleep in a car. I really, it's tough for me, unless I'm like real hungover or really tired. Because all of a sudden, like, I'll jerk, my arms will start to flail, or I don't like sleeping on an airplane for the same reason. I can't sleep sitting up. So I dislike road trips.
Mm.
I know there's going to be a bunch of them in my future. We're going to go to like Mount Rushmore and go do all the family stuff. Like, let's take a tour of Iowa and drive the whole border. Like, I know we're going to do that. I'm not looking forward to it. I don't like road trips. So I like getting there. My favorite, and my answer is on the list of the top five things of getting there. So, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I'm just shocked over here.
I know. So my answer is, some people say getting to where you're going on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah. Lisa's with you.
Yep.
Getting to your destination.
Yeah, just get there. Let's get this stupid 9-hour drive over with so we can sit in a giant field and listen to music for 3 days. Like, that's all, like going to Kadot. I would hate, if I were to go to Rockfest, I would hate the 6-hour drive to Kadot, Wisconsin. If I was going to go to, the draft is in Detroit in 2 weeks. That's 10 hours, man.
Mm.
I only got that a couple of times in my life that I want to do a 10-hour drive. And if I'm going to go, I have to spend time with my family there. So it's not really worth it.
Michael on Facebook said, finding new restaurants along the way. I've done a lot of road trips with dogs. The kind of dog transport from one overcrowded shelter up to a shelter that maybe can give them a little more time and space to find their forever home.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I'll give you this hack. If you ever travel with pets, this is the best thing to know. If you're driving, especially by yourself with a dog, make your pit stops at a PetSmart or a Petco, because you can bring the dog in with you to go to the bathroom. You don't have to leave them in the car so that they scratch everything up and get crazy.
Okay.
Or if it's hot, if you have to go to the bathroom, literally just walk into a PetSmart or a Petco. They're all over the country.
Okay.
You can plan your stops that way.
It's a good tip.
They almost always have light human snacks, and they definitely have snacks for the pets. It's fun. It's fun for the pets. But anyway, a lot of times when I would be doing these transport runs by myself, people would be really worried about me, like I was running away from something. Because oftentimes I'd have some sort of giant pit bull or Rottweiler type dog that I was bringing from a shelter up to another shelter. And there's this like single girl who looks kind of dirty from being in the car for days with a dog. And they're like, "Are you okay? You're right. Do you need help?
Do you need to be rescued?
Sure?
Are you okay?"
I'm like, "I'm fine. I'm good. We're good. Are you sure?" Blink twice.
Ben in Marshalltown says the dispensaries. Ben from Polk City, back-to-back Ben texts. Best part of a road trip are the small town diners and cafes.
Mm.
I mean, I just get me to a McDonald's. Get me to my destination. I'm in a different world. I understand that. What is your favorite part of a road trip? 515-244-1033. Call or text. You can also let us know on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, this is Harold.
Harold, what is your favorite part of a road trip?
I've taken two road trips down toward Tennessee and Georgia. My favorite part of my road trips were probably sitting alongside the interstate in the middle of Atlanta at a traffic jam, watching people get out of their cars and play cards on the deck of their vehicle.
Your favorite part of a road trip is watching people handle horrendous delays?
Yeah. I mean, you get out of your vehicle in the middle of Atlanta, and you got like probably 3 miles of nothing but dead stop traffic. Everybody gets out of their vehicles. They start introducing themselves, playing cards, sharing cigarettes, having a good time while for traffic to start going again.
I will say I like that when you get to the music festival that I was talking about.
You're in the long line.
When you're in that long line and they're not opening the gates till like 6 a.m. or whatever, but you're there at 4, so what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're lined up half a mile down, you're drinking, you're meeting new people, everybody's snacking, some people are sleeping, they're playing games. Like, I met one of my very good best friends, a guy that was in my wedding party, because he was in our group. I didn't know him, but we met him in line trying to get in, and then years later, he was one of my groomsmen.
That's when I always look like a genius, because the fact that I packed 5 24 packs of water bottles, and then suddenly you can sell them for $2 a bottle because you know they're going to be minimum 5 when you get inside.
Yep.
And everybody's cool with $2 and you're still making a buck on every bottle.
Yep, and everybody wants one because they've been standing there for hours, dry as hell, and they need something to drink.
You can't get out of line and turn around and go back to that gas station. You're like, "Oh, is that the last gas station?" And then you find out, yes, it was.
Suddenly, all of that hassle to try to fit all Heather's water in buys us all our first beer when we get in.
Heather.
I am Viagra.
Wicked.
We did talk about this. Do you not pay attention to anything I read you from Facebook?
Oh, no, I don't pay attention.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Laser, who's this?
Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime, what's your favorite part of a road trip? Please tell me it's using your brand new Optimus Prime horn.
His what?
I'll explain that in a minute, Wicked. I would have to say that my favorite part of planning a trip or going on a trip, the planning of my music. I've got loads of music CDs that I've taken from the CDs that I bought in the store, and I made mixes of all my different CDs.
Let's back up here a second. Did you say Optimus Prime porn?
Yes, I did.
Horn Wicket.
H-O-R-N.
Oh, horn.
Horn
I thought you said porn.
No.
Like, what is Transformers porn? This is a genre that I can't find online.
Wicket, I will play this for you. So Optimus Prime recently installed a horn on his truck.
I am Optimus Prime. Autobots, transform and roll out.
All right.
That's it, Wicket.
Hey, make sure that guy goes on your road trip with you.
How are you not paying attention to Optimus Prime's Facebook posts?
I got a lot, man. I don't know. I see a lot.
I'm engaged. I'm an active Facebook friend at Heather Lee MD.
Spending time on Facebook Marketplace. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. I am not offended. I figured Wicket would find me one of these days.
That's great.
How are you not offended by Wicket?
Because I'm not offensive.
You're the one person in the whole world that doesn't find
actually,
him offensive.
I'm feeling very, very, very loving towards Wicket because when he mentioned all this information about the NFL this coming year, I'm like, I might actually send him money for this.
What?
Do not.
What?
It is a better idea
to send
a stranded prince from Nigeria money than Michael Wicket.
To Sao Paulo, Brazil.
No. All right, we'll talk
more
about this.
We're going to do the GoFundMe.
We'll talk more about this.
Hackers
do not,
in Brazil, before brought we to you by Optimus Prime.
Do not give him money before we talk the truth. Promise me that we'll have a conversation before you start shelling out the dollars.
We'll talk.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You rock, Optimus Prime. Laser, who's this?
This is Trish from Otway.
What's up? What's your favorite part of a road trip, Trish?
My favorite part of a road trip is any day that allows me to strip my Jeep down to nothing. I load up my dogs and we go find a new hole.
You're not doing that in January in
Iowa. I was going to say, there are a lot of dude Hellraisers that only heard Trisha say strip down to nothing and hole.
Of course they do. There might be a couple of girls, too.
That's true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Trish, you're great. Thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
You too. All right, Michael, what's your favorite part of a road trip?
Oh, you know, it's late at night and the wife or girlfriend, you know, decides to help you stay awake with a little intimacy.
That is my favorite part, too.
Helps you stay awake, helps you stay safe.
I told you, Wicket. I told you this was a popular answer.
That would not keep me awake. I don't know what you people are talking about. That's like taking a shot of NyQuil. Like, eventually, it wears off, and you're like, okay, now I'm exhausted. Good night. I love you.
That's the only reason cruise control exists.
That is actually not
the reason. That's what cruise control is
that's
for.
That's not why cruise control was invented.
It's the second reason.
I think I'd let Heather slap me for free.
If there's ever a time where I feel really good about myself, I just usually pop on Heather and Wicket. And it usually brings my self-esteem right back down.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.